This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You know, it is Friday, and I really should take your phone calls. Tommy Robinson is going to be joining us from the UK in the wake of the ongoing Islamic ritual of raping the women and killing the children, bombing everybody and just foaming at the mouth, narcissist Satanism that's in the eyes of all these jihadis. Because they just seek to dominate everything around them because they know they're stinking piles of crap. Yeah, that's why they want to tear down everything that's not mutated and ugly like their souls. Oh, people want a war. They got one, folks. I tried to stop the wars in the Middle East because I'd read the PNAG documents. They wanted to go take out the non-radical regimes where women went to college, didn't have their genitals cut off, and where gays weren't thrown off buildings. And those places have all been overthrown now except for one part of Syria. And our government put the most degenerate scum on earth in who literally kidnap men, women, and children and sex traffic the women and children. And then the left makes jokes about it. And I've had it with all of you. And then Jimmy Kimmel talks about beating up Fox News host because they call him Hollywood elite. Yeah, Kimmel, you don't like being called Hollywood elite because you know that has the stink of political death on it. But, buddy, the pretty boys over at Fox News aren't your problem. You're your own problem. And you know you're a joke. And you know it's embarrassing. And you know only the stupidest people watch your show and like you. And I like your little threats on me. Where you threaten to kill me, but it's all done as a joke like I'm stupid. And the very things that happened the day after that little piece aired. That you probably don't even know about. Because you're just a message boy that reads off a teleprompter. He has no idea what he's even involved in, does he? But the establishment says, here's your limo and here's your money and now you're somebody. You're somebody. While you run your mouth about how you're going to beat everybody's ass. You're scared, little boy, aren't you? You're going to get a lot more scared. And all you Hollywood trash know that you've got the wreath of failure wrapped around your neck, the cone of shame. You've got whoredom written across your chest because you sold out your fellow countrymen. You sold out your birthright to be somebody else's man, to say the words that somebody putting a talking point in one of the big think tanks or one of the big politico groups where a bunch of old, twisted, nobody men hanging on to life by their fingernails, trying to control the world for their own personal power trips. And they're so disconnected that they don't even know how culture works now. And they don't even get that when they spend billions of dollars at Facebook to force feed Facebook videos, that everyone is going to and is already turning on it with total and complete savage force. You can feel as true evil climbs out of the pit and as the persecution of innocence accelerates God's wrath. And those connected to God can feel the resonance level of God's disgust and God's will to tear you slowly, limb from limb. You're going to beg 1,000 times, 1,000, like any child that you people ever tortured to death. So understand that. you're going to beg your God, Satan, to come and save you, and Satan won't be there. You understand that? Yes, I think you do now, don't you?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Because what you've got is all that I need. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide on this Friday edition. Here are some of the headlines up on InfoWars.com. Illuminati-themed fashion show held at London Catholic Church. I'm going to get more into that and break down the images for radio listeners. Also, Buchanan, Trump devastation of globalism at UN, eclipsed by sensational Rocket Man lines. And I agree. The fact that he called out globalism and collectivism and talked about nationalism is seminal and is just simply amazing. Trump, American Gaullist. So we're going to get into what that means historically as well. Uber, ladies and gentlemen, has been banned in London. Uber and Out, ride-sharing service banned in London. London Trips Uber license. And that is because of mass Islamic raping going on. That is just some of what we're going to be covering in that stack. London says it won't renew Uber's license. Swedish journalist who worked to demystify no-go zones gets shot in the no-go zone. That's right. We've actually paid leftist journalists who say we're liars, saying that you can go into these giant no-go zones in Brussels, Belgium, or Paris, France, or Stockholm, Sweden, and they go and they get physically attacked in minutes. Well, we've shown the video. BBC's been attacked. U.S. TV's been attacked. And I mean at train stations and parks, the Muslims come over and beat you up. You don't see any women out. They're indoors chained up to the wall. That's all right, to the left, like that. So a Swedish journalist who worked to demystify no-go zones gets shot in no-go zone. Uber banned in London after sexual assaults by migrant drivers skyrocket. Paul Watson has the full report on that. New Hampshire, Muslim refugee charged with sexual assaulting four girls, including seven-year-old. Look at this guy. They always say to the police, under Quran, under Sharia, whore wearing shorts. I rape whore. Whore go jail. And police go, well, that's not the law here. I rape whore. I see old whore walking filthy dog. I beat whore. All over the country, just you're walking your dog, unclean animal. I've actually had a Muslim come up to me and tell me that before. I'm not kidding. You know dogs are unclean. This was on the sidewalk like 15 years ago. I was like keeping my dogs on my parents' lab. And I was like, are you kidding? Because the guy knew who I was using it to mess with me. That was back when I just bent over to Islam. I just didn't even know what to say. Oh. He's been charged with sexually assaulting four girls, including a seven-year-old. That's right. Muhammad only had a nine-year-old. So, see, you even violated the Quran there, buddy. Now he's in trouble. Look at that whacked-out loon. How inbred do you think that guy is? And I'm not being mean. The Appalachians have a lot of problem with inbreeding. I've been to the Appalachians. There's some scary folks there. Some good people as well, but it's pretty scary. And they're white folks that are inbred. And they kind of look like this guy in the eyes. Royalty gets inbred, they go insane. And you know that, what was it, like 35% of all deformities in England are the Pakistanis. They're not even 1% of the population. And it's because a lot of the poor Pakistani folks have been inbreeding under Islam. And it's not a good idea to marry, you know, your first cousin or your mom or, you know, your mom's your sister. Yeah, your mom's your sister. Heard what I just said, didn't you? Love you. Try. There you go. And you shoot. She's 7-year-old at the park. It's rape time, baby. It's like liberal. Because it's just loving. Just Islamophobic. Yes, I'm scared of black widows. I'm scared of rattlesnakes. When I go to a dock and I'm about to jump in and it's the springtime and the mating season of water moccasins, I don't just jump right in because I had a buddy in high school, a guy I knew, really wasn't a buddy, got killed jumping in the springtime. It was a big ball of water moccasins that killed more people than rattlesnakes. And he got bit 7-8 times and died. So I'm scared of folks like this. I mean, I sure wouldn't take my daughters and drop them off in a park with a bunch of Islamic men wandering around. Would you? You're an Islamophobe. You got to read this article on Infowars.com from Jihad Watch. Because it's the stuff she said in court. She's a lady that attacked people with a machete and golf clubs, stabbed a bunch of people, and then she wouldn't even stand up for the judge and just said, I do not listen to you. I am under Sharia. And even the left doesn't know what to do now because there's so many Islamic attacks. They go, look, we're kissing your butt so hard. Why do you keep killing us? And then because they got kind of a weird right-wing angle that's extreme, they're always like attacking gay nightclubs or liberal areas because, A, they know there's a bunch of disarmed people in there. They're cowards. So they attack folks they know are disarmed. And then, B, that's who they believe in their religion. The strangest thing about the radical Orthodox is Muslims is they respect me. On their main sites and stuff, they say they want to go after me, but they know I understand their plan to take over. And they say, infidel, we know you know our plan. We will get you. But they have respect because they understand I'm aware of their agenda. So there you go. You got to read this article. Female jihad, like moving a mountain of defiance in court. Our laws are not her laws. Her law is Sharia. And you've got to read this. Rahab Dogmash is the Canadian court after being arrested in June following a vicious attack on customers and staff at a Canadian tire outlet with a golf club and a large knife and a bow. In its coverage of the case. The Toronto Star reveals how, in detail, Dog Maja's contempt for Canada, its infidel people, and its laws. The report begins, she's not insane, she's intractable. Westerners cannot begin to wrap their heads around how such a woman could not be insane. But she is just manifesting the jihad mindset. And then she goes on in the Toronto Star with quotes from court. These are from her. The Toronto Star's Rosie D'Amato reveals the loyalty to Sharia of Doug Mosh. Quote, now usually you never see this, but she said this herself. So you get to hear what they say. Our laws are not her laws. Her law is Sharia. Despite the bizarre behavior of Doug Mosh, Westerners would do well to understand that Islamic supremacists and jihadists have one feature in common. Only one law is to adhere to, the Sharia, and no other law is to be respected, since Sharia is regarded as divine law. Western leaders still refuse to acknowledge the truth that Islamic supremacists, the West, is the house of war and must be subjugated to the house of Islam, as the Toronto Star report continues. Last time I witnessed anyone refusing to stand in court, even for a judge's entrance, was a Toronto proceeding involving a member of Canada's notorious Qadar clan. In that instance, mother and sister of the defendant, not Omar, one of his brothers, remained insolently stapled to their seat, presumably to demonstrate their contempt for the Canadian court. The sense of superiority, which is accompanied by the entitlement and divine purpose, is at the core of Islamic supremacism. However, it may be manifested individually or by a group, making it all the more abhorrent that Canadian taxpayer dollars paid an Al-Qaeda fighter, Omar Qadar, $10.5 million in compensation for so-called abuses he suffered as a teenager in the U.S. military detention facility at Guantanamo Bay after he murdered a young medic, Christopher Spear, and blinded an American soldier, Lane Morris. Case of the woman accused of Canadian tire attack like moving a mountain of defiance, D'Amato wrote. She's not insane. She's intractable. A psychiatric assessment has found her perfectly mentally fit to stand trial. Our laws are not laws to her. Her law is Sharia law. She worships at the altar of the Islamic State. And what the woman is alleged to have done, attacked customers and staff at a Canadian tire outlet last June with a golf club and large knife and a bow, she vows to attempt again. Speaking through an Arabic interpreter, Scarborough's court on Wednesday morning, through occasionally she proceeds, she also spoke English quite competently. Rahab Doug Mosh made the declaration, tell her I will always be a supporter of the Islamic State until the last day of my life. If you allow me to go out and leave, I will do exactly what I tried to do the last time and failed. Now remember, this is who they're bringing back into Europe and Canada with government retraining money and putting them in colleges and sometimes 25-year-olds in high schools saying, your development's arrested. We're going to put you in school with young people to abuse them. Getting a 32-year-old woman to engage with the court has been like moving a mountain of stubbornness and defiance. And it just goes on to all her arrogant statements and how we're going to get you and how we're going to overthrow you. I mean, you know, that's the thing. When people are running around declaring they're going to kill us and overthrow everything, and then the media is defending it and trying to cover it up most of the time, and then they're almost all military-age men, again, 15 years ago, I thought it was a hoax. When I read stuff by Jihad Watch and others about this, I just thought, there's no way that's real. This is the majority view, and it's why I harp on it like a broken record, because it is so incredibly important. And I have stacks of this every day. To an Islamic male who comes from a blue-collar or poor background anywhere in the world, a woman unattended is to be raped because that's how they oppress women, is beating them up or raping them. And then if the woman complains, she gets charged with adultery if she's married or with having sex out of wedlock or blasphemy, and in many cases is executed, and the man or men who rape them, and I love the left tells us about Western rape culture that's almost non-existent. It's the West that is about treating women well. We get told as Western men that we're the pigs hurting women. And then there's this stinking red carpet of blood rolled out for Linda Sorcerer and by the leftist media when her family supports genital mutilation, terror attacks on Israel. Her family is in prison, a bunch of them. She says carry out jihad war in America. And she gets to sit up there and run her filthy, disgusting, slimy mouth, desecrating what's left of America and fomenting war. And when there is more terror attacks, they tell us we've got to kiss the butt, the big old baboon butt of the Islamicists, even more, hoping they won't kill us in mass Stockholm syndrome. Well, your BS hadn't worked on me.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor and active shooter kits for $129.90 delivered. Check out the promotion sales tab at katiearmor.com, C-A-D-I-Armor.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Analogy of why I get so upset. You know, if you give nuclear weapons to North Korea, they're going to start menacing people with it like communists always do, and it's going to build into a huge crisis. And they know the history of the Korean Peninsula and Japan and China. Those countries have had innumerable wars with each other. And the Vietnamese hate the Chinese more than anybody. They occupied them for 1,000 years. There's basically a religion of hating China in Vietnam. And it's a huge powder keg. And now nuclear weapons are proliferating everywhere. We know sexualizing children in the schools under sex education to teach them tolerance when they're 5 years old is pedophilia. And we know it's run by NAMBLA and others that recommended 20 years ago that that's how they would normalize it, was teaching the kids how to be tolerant. And really, you're just having an adult sexualize children who isn't the parents. I mean, it'd be perverted if parents were telling their five-year-olds about sex and stuff. I mean, you don't even do that till they're teenagers. But we put up with it. And I liken it in a society to finding a house you like, but it's right by a highway. And, you know, statistically, if you have children, living by a highway is one of the most dangerous things. It's worse than a pool. It's one of the top things that kills children, is getting run over by highways. But you know what? You have basically a 50-50 chance of getting run over if you live by a major highway. It's your dog or your cat. Just like giving nuclear weapons to a dictator, you good chance you're going to start a nuclear war. Kind of like moving in, you got 6-7 kids and a dog and a cat, and you really like that house. And boy, it's big and nice, but it's out there at the edge of town on the busy highway by the interstate. Why would you live right there by the highway when you know it's going to get your dogs and cats killed and maybe even your kids? Well, you want the house. And you tell yourself it's going to be okay. Until, God forbid, one day you go out there and you hear the sirens and your six-year-old wanders out there to get their ball and they're strewn 200 yards down the road. My family, about 1.5 years ago, wanted a cat. And I said, I like cats. But I said, there's a major road with tons of traffic on it going 60 miles an hour. 50 yards from the front door of this house. And I said, you got to keep that cat in the house. And I don't want to keep a cat in the house. Oh, we'll keep the cat in the house. Cat got out. He likes to go out. We start letting him go out. Starts to go over by the road. Watch the cars. Son's coming home from jujitsu. 9 o'clock last night. Cat's dead in our parking lot. I guess he crawled that far. And that's probably one reason I'm even extra angry today. But the reason I tell that story is, I knew, but I just will not have a cat if you live by a highway. And by the way, if you live out in the country, people go, I don't know where Spotty went or where Garfield went. All over the United States, you know the number one cause of cat's death in the countryside. It's coyotes. It's their main food source. And I see these signs up all over neighborhoods constantly. Where's my cat? Where's my chihuahua? Well, in Texas, it's coyotes. And, of course, you know what it is in Florida, because they still won't let them hunt. It's alligators. But Disney didn't want to warn anybody that they'd had people's pets getting eaten, so it had to take a kid getting eaten before they started taking the alligators and flying them out. Shoot them in the head. They're a dangerous dinosaur walking around. They're like roaches now in South Texas because they have cut back the amount of hunting. And I'm just digressing. It's just the point is that I don't know when we're going to have a nuclear war. I don't know when a bioweapon is going to get out. I don't know when all this is going to get triggered. But more and more, we're entering the zone of where we can't stop this stuff much longer. And everything the globalists are doing shows that they actually want a big crisis to happen to get full control, as they themselves evacuate to the southern hemisphere as fast as they can, because the two hemispheres are basically separate wind systems. And a huge nuclear war in the north, you could probably still live in the south. And you see the elites for 6-7 years evacuating to the southern hemisphere. And I'm not the doom and gloomer here. I was the first to tell you about that. Now it's mainstream news. I'm just saying, man, can we just not have a nuclear war? But the issue is appease, appease, appease. And those who said appease end up hung by those they tried to please. What's the full poem? It's back from the Revolutionary War. I forget who wrote it. When freedom fails, patriots rot. and stinking jails. And those that cried, appease the peace, are hung by those they tried to please. I'm going to give the number out to take your calls, play a bunch of clips. Coming up, stay with us on this Friday transmission.
We're on the march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful cream. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Paul Watson has put out an extremely important report to understand the mindset, not just of Hillary, but of our enemies. And because we are, on average, good people and don't like hurting folks, don't like being dishonest, we have blind spots to that. You know, my grandfather used to say, son, you got to watch out. There's a lot of good people, but there's also a lot of bad in the world. And you just got to remember, just because you don't think about screwing people over, there are a lot of folks out there ready to do it. He used to always say, they'll kill their grandma for a stick of bubble gum. Well, the video's up on InfoWars.com. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com, NewsWars.com. And it's really up to you to get this video out to everybody you know, because it just cuts right to the mindset of these people and why Kim Jong-un, Hillary, you name it, are just so horrible, because they're sociopaths. And Paul nails it. Before we go any further, I am having this special going next week when it's close to selling out, because we are getting more in the middle of October. Caveman is an incredible formula. It's one of our best sellers. The first few times we had it produced, we sold out. Now we've produced even more so we don't sell out. That's why I've ordered less the next time. I did get a bit of a glut this time because people ordered it so much. I doubled the size of the order, and people didn't quite go that far. So I've cut it 50% because I want to sell out of what we've got before more comes in. It's amazing. The best meal replacement. It's beyond next level whey. We also sell high quality private labeled whey for $5, $10 less than you'll see it in stores. But Caveman is our own formulation by one of the top firms that puts out these systems and puts out whey. And it's concentrated chicken broth. It's completely concentrated. It's quantifying it. I mean, it's like 20 bowls of chicken soup without the calories. I've been told it's more than that. The amount of collagen, the amount of nutrients, the amount of the stem cells, just everything that's in there is mind blowing. And then it's got, what is it, 7 other or 8 other primal foods in it. Chaga mushroom, organic concentrated turmeric. I mean, look at what turmeric does alone. It's got the bee pollen, goji berries, and so much more, all together in this true paleo, ultimate paleo formulation, alfalfa herb powder, and so much more, 50% off. It's a great introductory way for you to try it out. Very, very affordable. Comparable brands that aren't even as strong sell it for $60, $70. We normally discount it to $49. The top retail's $59, but it's $29 right now. And I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that it's got a lot of product in it. It costs a lot for us to produce because there's not fillers. This is really amazing. And I add it to milk and some ice with a strawberry, throw some strawberries or berries in, and it tastes good. With water, it just tastes okay. But whatever. Just hold your nose, gulp it down, see why it's so amazing. It's got 4.7-star reviews, thousands of them, at InfoWarsLife.com. And this special will end, and it'll be a long time till it's this price because I ordered a little bit less of it. I ordered more than we first ordered, but not, I was like, I think we tripled the order because it kept selling out. We were sold out of it the first time for 6 months, the next time for 3 months. I said, put in a massive order. And we got like 18-wheelers of it. So support the broadcast, get a great deal on it, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And finally, we also, of course, have 50% off, and that's the regular low price of My Patriot Supply. We've never done that, but September's preparedness month, and we've had all these earthquakes and all these tornadoes and all these hurricanes. I just said, you know what? Let's cut this down to where it's almost a loss leader, which we've done. And believe me, this took a lot to get done. There was even had to be management changes because My Patriot's awesome. They're wonderful people. They already have the best durable food out there for the price. But still, we weren't able to do this even at 30% off, you notice, for about 6 months because there were, some of the other distributors got upset about it. Just somebody else was going to sell something at almost a loss. Well, that's just what we do, okay? So I don't know how long this can go, but this is a real to-the-bone special, and I want to salute Matt Redhawk over there at My Patriot Supply, the founder of the company. And they had other great management, too. It's just that we had some arguments with the previous folks, so Redhawk's back running the whole thing. I'm just letting you know, I had to really bang heads to go 30%. And now at 50, they just said, you know what? We'll let you do that a week, even though we don't make any money. And I said, you know what? Because it's the Christian thing to do, and they're Christians. And I just said, let's just keep doing it. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And Redhawk called Tim Frugier on Wednesday and said, I'm listening to Alex. Just go ahead and extend it. But he said, listen, we like to ship within 1 or 2 days. We don't ever like to run out of the food. We don't make people wait like other folks do. Because that's why they're the top two companies. And I can argue they are the biggest. They've only been around 8 years. Because of the quality, the customer service, how fast they get it to you, the packaging's the best, and it's proprietary. Because of all of it, they don't like to run low. It's only happened a few times. So at the amount they're selling at this cost, it could end. I could get a call from Matt Redhawk today. He said maybe a week, and that was on Wednesday. So he said, don't hold me to that. So I'm telling you exactly what was relayed to Tim and then to me. So just understand, this is a special you don't ever see. But those type of folks that are like, We're not going to do what Amazon does and double prices during crisis. We're going to do the opposite. But we expect you to act like that as well. That's what built America. Okay, I want to take your phone calls after this Paul Watson report. I cannot express to people of all the global stuff going on. You need to be self-sufficient. You need to have water filtration, firearms. You need to have basic medical equipment. You need to have basic know-how. You need to have storable food. But you need to really, number one, have your relationship with Jesus Christ straight. And that doesn't mean I'm on some high horse. Doesn't mean I don't stub my toe and say things I shouldn't. But I love God, and I love justice, and I hate the devil. So, but I'm a wicked person. I'll tell you right now. All our hearts are wicked, but I'm pointed at God, and I'm not trying to preach here, folks, but we're up against devil worshipers. And even if you don't believe in God, they do. Their mascot's the devil, folks. That isn't the devil they sell like a hot cheerleader with devil horns on the back of somebody's pickup truck or, you know, a heavy metal band with, you know, good-looking girls up there. And you're like, yeah, the devil. When you're 14, it's fun. It's rebellion. That's not the devil. The devil's little kids with their ribs sticking out, starving to death, and bondage and enslavement and stinking piles of dead people and kidnapped children and war and Kim Jong-un and enslaved populations and pure evil. America was Christian, and look at all our blessings, and we were never that good, but we did have some real Christians, and look at all the blessings we got. You start worshiping evil, you're going to be a poor slob. These idiots that sell their soul to be powerful. They don't sell. They already had natural talent. They got convinced to serve evil and that they would be successful, so they joined evil so they'd control them, instead of you going out and being a good person and building your own system that they don't control. The devil doesn't give you power. He tricks you into giving over your power to him. Excuse me, I don't mean to preach. It's just sometimes I got to. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. First-time callers on this Friday. And I want to hear from you on the North Korea, on Trump, on just Hollywood, Chelsea Handler. Maybe we trade Trump for Kim Jong-un. I told you, the left loves evil. 800-259-9231. We're going to play this powerful Paul Watson report. They're even talking about canceling the next Winter Olympics in Seoul, South Korea, because of all this. It's all coming up. Infowars.com/show. Be part of the rebellion. Spread the links. Spread the articles. Defeat their artificial intelligence. Defeat the censors. Do your own videos. Do your own articles. Get aggressive. Speak out. Nothing can stop you when you take action. Now, here is The Truth About Hillary Clinton by Paul Joseph Watson, reporting from London.
You know, you do hold, and you breathe through one, and you hold it, and then you exhale through the other, and you keep going. And you keep going. And you keep going. It is very relaxing. Have you tried that? Alternate nostril breathing. Have you tried that? It is very relaxing.
If you thought Hillary was acting weird before the election, she's just turned it up to 11.
It is very relaxing.
According to Dr. Robert Hare, professor of psychology at the University of British Columbia, one of the defining traits of a psychopath is a failure to accept responsibility for one's actions. According to Dr. Seth Myers, a clinical psychologist with the LA County Department of Mental Health, one of the defining traits of a sociopath is that they tend to blame others for their own failures. Yeah, who does that remind you of?
Why aren't I 50 points ahead, you might ask? Well,
how many people and things, apart from herself, has Hillary blamed for losing? Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Russia. Russia. Bernie Sanders voters, James Comey, the media, WikiLeaks, sexism, fake news, husbands, white people.
Millions of white people. Yeah, millions of white people.
The Daily Mail compiled 41 different things or people she blamed in her book. Classic sociopath behavior. As forensic psychologist Armando Simon notes, she has blamed everything and everyone except herself or her serial rapist husband. This is very typical of a sociopath. She is a true, certifiable sociopath.
I had not drafted a concession speech.
Yeah, that's why you didn't concede on the night of the election, isn't it, Hillary? It isn't actually that you got completely face drunk to soothe your butt hurt, started throwing things at people, and refused to do it. Oh, but you kept going after the election and you didn't get depressed. That's why you started doing bizarre things with your nostrils and disappeared into the woods for days on end.
I feel like I'm a bit of a, Paula Revere.
Yeah, Paul Revere warned that foreign invaders were on their way to attack. He didn't invite them to fundraising galas like you did, Hillary. He didn't sell them a huge chunk of America's uranium supply like you did. He didn't take vast amounts of money from them to give speeches like your husband did. She thinks the media was against her during the election and wanted to make voodoo dolls of reporters and stick pins in them.
I thought something like this might happen. That's why I prepared for it.
What are you talking about?
Your own personal mojo, Doc.
The media was unfair to Hillary.
What?
What? You think we didn't read the Podesta emails? You had journalists getting approval for their stories from your campaign before they were published. You had CNN contributors handing you the debate questions in advance. They were putting out polls saying you had a 98% chance of winning. 91% of the media coverage in the final weeks of the election was negative towards Trump. What in God's name are you talking about?
Like an out-of-body experience.
She claimed George Orwell's 1984 was a lesson in how people needed to trust authority. Yeah, that actually happened. What level of self-delusion do you have to be living under to think that a book that is purely about an authoritarian behemoth crushing the individual is actually about the need to trust authority?
If they were, you know, responding on a YouTube comment chain or on Twitter to something, they would just attack, and the attacks were so sexist.
Oh, cry me a river. What are you on about? YouTube comments? Now you're whining about YouTube comments. Get over it. She even refused to take the blame for words that came out of her own mouth.
You could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables.
But you offended some people who didn't personally feel deplorable at all.
I don't buy that. You've got to understand what Putin's strategy is. He really doesn't like democracy. He thinks it's an inconvenient, messy process.
Yeah, you just love democracy, Hillary, don't you? That'll be why you had your girlfriend, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and the DNC deliberately sabotage Bernie Sanders' campaign and rig the primaries, because you care so much about democracy. What's wrong with Hillary? She's a sociopath. No, I'm not just saying that as an insult. She's literally a sociopath. She's a sociopathic, pathological liar. She lies when she doesn't even have to. This is the woman who claims she was named after Sir Edmund Hillary, the first person to climb Mount Everest. Yeah, one problem with that, Sir Edmund Hillary climbed Mount Everest 6 years after Hillary was born in 1947, at which point no one even knew who he was. Hillary Clinton is completely nuts. She's infamous for having raging tantrums over nothing. People literally hide in rooms to avoid her. Don't forget, this is the woman who basically said she was staying in the 2008 presidential race in case Obama got assassinated. This is a woman who laughed about getting a child rapist off the hook.
Took a lot of pictures. I have this Congress. And she passed.
And the only fault she acknowledges in her book is not communicating her message better. Like, if she just had communicated better, people would have liked her. Nobody likes you. You're fundamentally unlikable. You're detestable. You barely even manage to come across as human. Even the Huffington Post says, "What happened?" reads like a, quote, self-care book written by a serial killer. This is not a well woman. But then again, what do you expect from someone who, according to Oxford University, has a bigger psychopathic personality than Nero? And the greed. Oh, the sickening, endless greed. A $14 million advance on your previous book, a $20 million advance on this one. And you still charge people over $2,000 for a front row seat and a picture. Listen, I know you've got to pay off that mansion you bought next to the White House, having bought it before the election, assuming you'd be coronated, because you're a narcissistic, arrogant piece of but how much money does one person need?
A lot of people have said, oh, I wish Hillary Clinton
Would just go away.
Yeah.
Just go away.
Well, you know, if they take up a collection and send me somewhere really nice.
Someone set up a GoFundMe quick. The New York Times reported the long road to a Clinton exit. 9 years ago, and she's still here. Even her own fundraisers are telling her to shut the up and go away because she's harming the Democratic Party's chances in 2018. Politico reports that all this anti-Trump hysteria, which originated with Hillary crafting the Russian collusion narrative, isn't working. 2018 key swing state voters don't care. If you're a Trump supporter, you shouldn't want Hillary to shut up. You should want her to stick around. Her sociopathic insanity keeps reminding people why Trump won in the first place, increasing his chances of winning again in 2020. Hillary Clinton is like herpes. Herpes Hillary. She's painful, embarrassing, and she won't go away. And for Trump supporters, that's a good thing. But for the good of the country, should we really allow a deranged sociopath whose decisions have led to death and destruction across the world to remain at large?
We came, we saw, he died.
A woman who's never accomplished anything besides spreading misery throughout the globe. Someone who's in control of a powerful criminal enterprise known as the Clinton Foundation. Or should we step up pressure on Trump to keep the promise he made before the election?
Because you'd be in jail.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. Keep this world.
Tommy Robinson joining us coming up a little bit in the next hour. We'll continue with your phone calls. Taking your calls right now. Zach in Florida, Ryan in Colorado, Dan in Indiana, Nick in New York, Jeremy in New Mexico. There ain't no easy way out. There's no easy way out. Stand my ground.
Will stand my ground.
And I won't.
And I won't back down.
And in that is the truth, ladies and gentlemen. In that commitment is when all the strength comes. Not hesitating. Zach in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, how you doing, Alex? It's great to be on. And I just wanted to talk about the deep state's COG plan and how it ties in with North Korea, because they do go hand in hand.
But we know the Democrats are trying to hijack COG. I'm not even saying COG's bad. The point is they are saying in major publications they want to hijack it, use a race war or a war to unseat Trump.
100%. And quite frankly, you know, I have to predicate this comment because I respect and admire Steve Pachinik, but there was a call a couple weeks ago, or maybe a week ago, when he was, you know, in during the hurricane, and he made some bizarre comments in my opinion about the lack of importance of the POTUS and this type of thing, where I think that was kind of out of touch and kind of out there.
I'll have Pachinik back on. Pachinik guaranteed got some phone calls from the last time he was on, and I think he's hedging his bets. I think, you know, Pachinik.
Yeah, I mean, that was very bizarre. I was trying to follow along and hoping he was, you know, there was going to come a laugh after it, but some of it was bizarre. But anyways, I hope he's doing okay, and I hope he's safe, or maybe he was stressed from the hurricane. But let me get into my opinion.
I don't want to bash him. I'll have him back on. But that's a load of bull. I've talked to a lot of people that are currently in intelligence agencies. They say it's a serious threat against the president. This country's in a civil war, a soft, cold civil war right now, and the threat against the president and the attempt to overthrow the country is very real.
So we have two unprecedented events. You have the address at the UN done by President Trump, which got very little coverage by the mainstream media, which was incredible. And then what you have is Kim Jong-un responding, which is a complete rarity, because he realizes that he is a pawn. He was educated in Switzerland, the strategic patience pawn. He's put in a situation where he even realizes, you know, that the paintings on the wall there, and he's done. You know, what's going to happen here with this North Korea issue is pretty important, because when they're coming out with statements and press conferences like this is unprecedented. So what we can't do is just look at them as a conventional threat of missiles and maybe they test another ICBM or something like this. We have to realize of what the Arabs and what the radical Islamists have done with suicide attacks. There may be a triggered event in the United States that could trigger this whole thing off. And is it done by the...
I was about to say, I mean, the North Korea is basically like radical Islamic countries or Iran. They admittedly have large brigades of suicide troops.
And the U.S. is already buying the crap when it comes to these false flags, because if you want to talk about sophistication, North Korea is not sophisticated, but make no mistake, they are way more sophisticated than some dudes in some caves in Afghanistan. So the idea that they couldn't, you know, perpetrate something on our home soil with suicide missions or something like this, all while, you know, back...
So if you're saying it's a false flag, who would do the false flag?
Well, you know, this is where it gets real tricky, because what is the deep state? Because what we're, you know, as Steve Pachinik weirdly talked about, it doesn't matter about the POTUS, it's about continuity of government. This is a major grab, and then, you know,
you're saying there could be a nuke going off and killing Trump, saying North Korea did it.
Well, there could be a very, very isolated, dirty bomb attack in the U.S., and it can be attributed to North Korea, and the dominoes that this will put into place will be incredible.
Clearly, and they would take out Trump and North Korea at the same time. That's a good point. Did you think that up, or did you hear that from somebody? We'll come back with Zach in 70 seconds. We're going to go to Jeremy, Ryan, Dan, Nick, and others. Stay with us.
Choose